My name is Leonid. I am an alcoholic. I stay in AA about 19 years. I am not good in English, but I questioned my friends help me for what I can speak. I very glad what I here stay today, and it's for me. I don't know. God bless what I can stay here. Just.
Хорошо, на русский перевод.
Тогда на русский. 20 лет назад. 20 лет назад мои дочери, а у меня их 6, спрашивали меня: «Папа, почему ты пьешь?» И я ничего не мог им сказать.
20 years ago, his daughters, and he has 6 of them, were asking him, why, father, daddy, why are you drinking? And he couldn't answer them.
Я и сейчас не могу ответить на эту причину, почему я пил, на этот вопрос, почему я пил.
And I still don't have answer to this question.
Но 19 лет назад я пришел в группу случайно. Я работал как такси и привез человека в группу. И там я услышал, что можно быть трезвым только сегодня.
But 19 years ago, I attended my first meeting by accident because I was working in a taxi cab. And I was given a ride to AA member to a meeting, and that's how I ended up at the meeting.
И вот это сегодня, сейчас и сегодня продолжается уже 19 лет, и мне нравится мое состояние, и я очень благодарен высшей силе за то, что она привела меня в группу, за то, что я могу жить сейчас и сегодня, видеть мир.
And I learned there that I can stay sober, and this condition is continuing to this day, and you know, I found my higher power, and I'm very glad to be sober to this day.
В 2000 году я был в Миннеаполис, и в 2005 году в Торонто, и это очень сильно действует на меня. Я чувствую силу и мощь нашего движения, я чувствую, что я не один.
In 2000 I was in Minneapolis, and in 2005 I was in San Antonio, and I'm getting my strength from these meetings and from those events, and this is awesome.
И сейчас, когда мы иногда ходим в места заключения, в тюрьму, многие люди просто приходят посмотреть, есть ли действительно такие люди, которые не пьют, они существуют или нет.
And now I go to correctional institutions, prisons, jails, and a lot of people there, they come out to see us out of curiosity, you know, because, you know, it's strange to see people who don't drink.
И еще раз спасибо высшей силе, спасибо вам, сегодня я трезвый, и Бог даст, увидимся еще.
And I want to say thank you for my sobriety. Thank you, all of you. You know, and I hope, you know, we'll all meet, you know, some next time, you know. Thank you.
Thank you, Leonid. Thank you, Oleg. And the next speaker is Yaroslav from Czech Republic. Kindly gave his time for sharing to Aleca from Slovakia.
Hello. My name is Arica. I am from Slovak Republic, from Trnava. I am an alcoholic. I thank very much for the opportunity to speak here. It's my pleasure, but it is my first speech in the on the international meeting. It means maybe I'm not very sure of what I would like to tell. I am a little bit nervous, but in any case, I hope you will accept me. And so, okay. I would like to speak about myself and also about the AA in Slovak Republic. And my way to AA was very long. It took almost 6 years, because I think that this way started when I was born in this moment. And because I was growing in the alcoholic family, what it means that not only my father was hard drinker and with every situation what included it, that it was crazy situation, but I mean that it was something in my family, was some atmosphere that alcohol is good for everything, you know. It was good for visitors and against the pain or for everything and so, and I was growing with this idea and I really believe it, and it was my my way during my life. But I started drink maybe I was around 20, and I found that really this alcohol is very good, that my parents were right to tell me this, because I use it also against every pain, maybe teeth and stomach and so, and it helped me. And because also I was very afraid to use any medicaments, because in this she was written that it is dangerous for liver, and I wanted to save my liver. It means I I remember my almost my last period, I had a grip, and I didn't use medicament because of this warning, and I treat me by the bottle of cognac every day. It means because it was not so dangerous for the liver as this medicament. And also I found that alcohol, when I drink the alcohol, I feel myself much more attractive, you know. And and I was a very good friend of with somebody, and everybody loved me, and it was really good things in my life. Even after some couple of drinks, I thought I am a good singer, you know. maybe you know this, but I really, alcohol was my friend in my life, but it was slowly going somewhere to the dark, but I found very slowly, maybe it was not good, you drank so much in this evening, and it was not very good behavior, and so, and I started slowly to drink alone. And it was this, I don't know how many years it took, that, but I think last 2 years I almost drank when I was at home. It means that plenty of my friends were very surprised when I went to the hospital for the treatment as an alcoholic. Everybody mentioned, you didn't drink so much. We drank much more. Yes, nobody knows what was at home. Yeah. And so, and one day morning, I wake up and I realized that everything else is better than what is now with me. That I saw that I am in the worst situation in my life. Everything else should be better, not this situation. I don't want this anymore. And I hated myself. I saw that I am the worst person on the world. I am the most unhappy person on the world. nobody is so terrible as me on the world. And I didn't know what to do, and it was my last energy, which I found in myself, that I called to my brother, and I told him, please help me. And he understood immediately, because he knew my problem with the alcohol. He asked me many times, also my children asked me many times, stop your drinking. My boss asked me, stop your drinking. And I said, you don't know what you are talking about. And now when I call him, but he dropped me to the hospital, to psychiatry. With the solution, I was not very happy. But in the end, I found that it was his best gift he gave me in his life. It was really the best things which happened to me to be there. And I was there 3 months, and in this hospital, there also Alcoholics Anonymous came to present this program. And yes, I was very clever. The time I bought the books, and I immediately read everything. Not everything, this capital with the God I released. It was not because I can help myself. I understand myself better than which higher power, okay? No. And I stopped to read this book. I was, everything concerning Alcoholics Anonymous I have done. I can finish with this. It was one thing. Another thing was that in that time, it was not any group of Alcoholics Anonymous in my town. And I used to visit some kind of sober clubs, which was some substitution in my country, because in my country was almost 50 years Alcoholics Anonymous forbidden because of spirituality. And they created something, this sober club. It was some kind of discussion and so and so. And I lived with there. I was sober with this almost 10 years. But this last few years, I felt that something is that I am only flying on the surface of my life. I would like to go to the deep. Deeper, and here is not the way how to get it. And I remember somewhere in this big book it was written, I started to find where it was somewhere. Maybe what I miss is in this book, because even it was almost 10 years I was sober, I feel some resentment, and I was guilty and shamed and so on. So it was not very, very clear everything. It's my head which made my life not very nice. I didn't want to have this in my head, and I swear maybe in this book it is somewhere written. And in 2011 or 2010, I don't remember exactly, was created this group of Alcoholics Anonymous in my town, and I immediately jumped to this group and I started to work with this. And from this moment I think my spiritual sobriety emotional sobriety was growing quickly up, and also I started work on the program, and I was also on convention in Malta, on Czech Republic, and everywhere. It was really I like it is, and also I started work in service, and so I met Nicholas and some other people from here in the European Service meeting in Frankfurt, and in October I will go again, and I am really very happy with this job, with this work, and how it helped me, this 12 steps program. Also I can see directly how also my relation with my children and with my friend, how they are improved and how it's different. Really, I didn't know how to tell somebody, please do this to improve your relation with somebody, because I didn't know how it happened. I have been only working on 12 steps till I work on this. I use the 12 steps and things are going without my, I don't know how it works, but it works. I don't know why it happened, but it happened. And how many minutes? More. I don't want to talk very long time because I don't want to be boring and so, but also plenty of things in my life change. Even this, that I am here, yes. I could never imagine that I will come to Atlanta for AA meetings, yes, to speak here. Also, I am here with my daughter. She's also very happy that she is here with me and to have this opportunity. Plenty of things is interesting in my life. And if many years ago somebody told me, you will go in 2005 to 15 to Atlanta for this meeting of Anonymous Alcoholic, I would be able to kill him. I am not any alcoholic. Yes, I know. I drink much more, but I am so strong woman, I can drink more. But we have some proverbs in my country that with the problem which created alcohol in my life, I can build a big church, you know. So it was really, really big problems. Now, I think I don't have any problem. You know, people ask me what you are doing if you have problems. I think I don't have any problems. And before going to the treatment, I had plenty of problems every day. If nothing happened, I was able to create some problem as a reason to drink, you know. To explain, I don't want to drink, but I should, you see, in this situation, it's not another way only to drink. Now I really couldn't find anything. That if you ask me, do you have any problem? No. Because, yes, I have some situation which I should solve, where they are maybe not very pleasant, but I never call it problems. And I feel, I don't want to tell that I am happy. And spokojna? Calm. Satisfy, yes, satisfy with me. And this is what is the main things I have got is that I could live with myself. And for this, I thanks very much alcohol 12-step program of Alcoholic Anonymous and you and my friends and everybody. And thank you very much for your patience with me.
Thank you, Alitza. And the next speaker is Sasha Anna from Slovenia. Please.
You will never mix up Slovenia and Slovakia anymore. When I got an invitation to speak, I said immediately yes. And when I came into Atlanta, I said, why? I said yes. And yesterday I tried to write down my speech. And today in the morning I read it and I said, who write this? So I'm definitely an alcoholic. I'm Sasha Anna and I'm from Slovenia. Michael said that I should speak about AA in Slovenia because the theme is AA in Eastern Europe. And I will speak about my experience in our AA. It began with my bottom, of course. And maybe it's not enough time to speak about drinking times in Eastern Europe, so it's better than we speak about AA. But there is no AA without drunks. And I was 26 years old when I got into AA. It was I had new marriage, new kid, I moved from my village where I lived as a child, and with my moving I thought I save problems I had in my first first place I lived. I was in love again, and I thought my new husband will understand me enough that I will be able not to drink. But of course my drinking problems were with me all the time, and when my son, the little one, the bigger one was 7 years old, the little one was born, and when he was 9 months old, my husband took me to the doctor because I was overdosed with pills, alcohol, I don't know what else, but many things. And at that time I said to him, if doctor will ask you what I took, tell him this, 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 this. And he was shocked because my new husband was an alcoholic in recovery, 7 years sober in AA. And he didn't recognize me as an alcoholic. So his recovery began with this time. But I was afraid at that time. I came into AA. I was afraid that he will leave me, of course. I was afraid that everything will be... My parents at that time thought that I'm deaf, that I'm finally find a solution. And that time I came into AA in Slovenia. There was only a few groups. AA in Slovenia at that time was 10 years old. And there were 20 people on that meeting. It was the biggest meeting in Ljubljana, in the center of Slovenia. And there were two women there, older, because I look at the people like that, older. I don't care how many years is somebody old now when I'm in AA, but at that time they are too old. They drink too much this way. So I didn't feel that I'm the same. But I was there because I was so scared, and they accepted me with all my oppositions. You understand, with all my, I'm not that, I'm not that, I'm not like that. And even if AA was not big or very well organized, they have everything I needed at that time. They have acceptance and they have love. They accept me and they leave me, because I don't think I could stay if somebody wants something to me. Who are you? And they just, oh, you need anything? Okay, just stay. And I got very important informations. Go to the meetings, call somebody. There are numbers. You can call anytime, in the middle of the night if you want, no problem. And go to the meetings and don't pick up first drink. That's all you need. And it was enough for... I had so many thoughts at that time on the meetings, but I knew something, that after every meeting I felt better than when I came into the meeting. It was enough for me for 3 months. I didn't speak on that meetings for 3 months, what is unbelievable for now. If I tell people who came after me, I said I didn't speak for 3 months, they said, no, it's not possible. But I was just there, and I got this little light and little hope I needed to stay sober for 3 months. After 3 months, I think I have my first speech on the meeting. And after 1 year of my inside struggle in my head. Am I an alcoholic or I'm not? Am I as big alcoholic or other? That I start to remember things after 1 year about my life. I have so many things covered, and at that time we had somebody, our founder was a German man. He's from Germany originally, and he lives in Slovenia. And he always asked me, "Do you have a sponsor?" And I said, "I don't need a sponsor. I have enough sponsors in my life. I have enough mentors in my life. I don't need a sponsor." And after 1 year, he asked me once, "Do you have a sponsor?" And there was a lady with, she was not as old as other two. She was around 50 or 60. And I said to her in front of him, "Do you please want to be my sponsor?" She said, "Yes." And I said, "Yes, I have a sponsor." And sponsorship is still not very popular in my fellowship, but it's better than it was. At that time, I only got the first contact with a person, and I really start to call her, because first year I didn't do anything, I just stay sober. And I called her in the middle of the night, and she was there. So I think AA in Slovenia at that time had everything we need at that time. But of course, after some years, with more AA people, we start to build a structure. But we didn't know how to build a structure. We were very separate from other countries. I don't know exactly why, but we were enough by our own. We start to understand AA as a local thing. It comes from America, yes, but you know those Americans. Yeah. And of course, first struggles into AA comes, and we become scared too, because what is right direction? We didn't know, and we didn't ask. And some of us went on our first international convention in Greece. I see some friend from Greece there. Hello. And it was a new world for me, because I met, I don't know, 300 sober alcoholics, 300, not all experiences, but it was definitely something new for me. I saw that AA is bigger than what I know in my home group. My home group is the most important for me, but I saw many things. I was first time in women's meeting. It was 100 women on that meeting and a dog. And we asked, "Is this dog woman or..." So I met a lot of fun, a lot of tears, and at that time I saw that I can speak about everything on AA, everything what is connected with my life. And I heard stories about abuses, about all those things, and I got an information that this is a big problem for me, and I need to speak about that, because in my country I was not really sure. One AA member man said, when I start to speak about my experience, I had sexual abuse in my childhood, and he said, "Maybe it's not good to speak about that, speak about alcoholism." But it was something new, and I try to bring back those experiences to my country. But at that time, it was not very well accepted, because I was not very patient yet. I told them how AA needs to work. And they said, "Hey, little girl, stop." I said, "They read this thing on the beginning. They read promises in the end." And they said, "Okay. We don't..." So, but it was not... It was no problem with experience. But the way how I take this experience and how I try to change our AA. So I saw that's not the right way. So somehow I quit. But many friends start to go out and they saw things, and in 2010 we in our conference decided, not we, they decided in conference, because I was not in the service at that time, it was a big help with our Italian friends, Italian World Service Meeting Delegate and European Service Meeting Delegate came into our country, and he spoke about World Service Meeting, about European Service Meeting, and in our country they decided to send first delegate to this European Service Meeting in 2011, and I was elected. I thought that only we have problems in our country, but thanks God I heard that all other countries from East Europe have the same problems, and that all countries where AA is 40, 50, 70, 80 years, they had that the same problems. And like I have my personal growth structures here has their personal own structures growth. And it was, I think, I'm rotated now out, and I think the most important message this way, I tried and I really pray that I will able to take this message more patient, more humble, slow, and I think somehow I did it. I tried my best. And I think the most important message is that our AA is okay. We have 56 groups, and we have every year member or two more. So we are growing somehow. Maybe not so quick as we wish sometimes, but I think God knows how we need to grow, and I know he or she or is with us, so that we are okay. And when I take those reports back, I always said, when some struggles were, that our AA is okay. I always can say, I know experience from, I don't know, Latvia. I know how they did it in Ukraine, and that's what and that's how they accepted somehow my experiences. And what I know I have a big privilege that I was a delegate. It's not so hard to become a delegate in Slovenia, where there is 500, 600 members. I know it's not so easy to be a delegate in the United States or in bigger countries. But what I want to say, what I saw at that time in European Service Meetings and World Service Meetings, I met people from GSO, New York, and wonderful people as A trustees, and I really can say that those people really care about AA. They really care about us. They are not functionaries like I have in my head. I will meet top of AA, General Service Officer. Wow. But they are alcoholics. Some of they are not alcoholics, but are our friends. But what I really got that feeling that they really care about AA because they are the same as we are. And that's the message I got. I really want that AA works. Now I'm back in my home group. I'm serving in my home group again. And I had a big troubles also with, you know, Slovenia is a small country, and I always said that Slovenia is a small country. When somebody asked me how many groups you have in Slovenia, I never said 56. I always said Slovenia is a small country. It's some excuse. I don't know why I need to tell all the time, but it's true. We are a small country, and we in AA know each other. So sometimes in AA things become personal. And everybody don't like me. Can you imagine? And I don't like all of them. But I try to change that. I'm trying. Sometimes it's not easy. I had the big problems with myself in last year because we start to organize international conventions 4 years ago, and I was somehow in this committee like to bring other experience into this committee, and we had really three beautiful conventions, and people who were there were very touchy, and people from abroad came, and it's very important because some Slovenian groups has no contact with another AA, only six members in this group in village. We don't need anybody else. And it was first contact with something else, with something what is from abroad, from America, from Austria. But they saw that we all are alcoholics. I know because in last 16 years in my sobriety, I really traveled a lot. I never traveled before. And I was on many conventions, international conventions in Europe. And I already know how is and how accepted I was everywhere. When I traveled, I always look on the map, where is AA? I always find the contact anywhere, in Turkey, in Germany, everywhere. It's normal for me now. But some of them never had a contact with somebody. And it was always, they were so exciting when they see that we are really all alcoholics, and nobody is higher, lower, and it was. But some of them didn't come on this convention, and they said, "Why we don't have national convention anymore? Why we need international convention?" And all those things, you know. I don't know why and from where it comes from, alcoholism. And in last year, there was so many things. Why there? Why that way? Why we need a translator for those, I know, 20, 25 people from abroad? And so that stuff, it's in, when you organize things, you always have some people and with comments. And I said, I have enough. I don't need it anymore. Why? What? I have AA everywhere, I can go everywhere, I don't need it anymore. I will not go to the World Service meeting anymore. Go, I will leave everything. And it was really, I was on that decision, and my sponsor said, no. That's not how we do things. Yeah. Start to accept rejection, start to try to understand another opinion, start to understand that somebody don't like you, and stand toward them, and all those things. And I said, okay, I will do it. And I did. I did it, and I'm happy for that. And I'm also happy that I accept this invitation. I have a new feeling. I recognize a new feeling, how to be scared and how to enjoy in the same time. And it's all because of AA. And I'm very happy here. I came in Atlanta in Sunday with three girlfriends from AA, and I was well accepted in Atlanta with people which are very warm, and then in Tuesday AA people comes. First 2 days we try to recognize alcoholics. Do you think he is? Do you think she is? He looks like our but in Tuesday it was obvious who is an alcoholic. Today's and it was it becomes a little more crowded. Yeah, Atlanta is a very peaceful place without alcoholics and Alcoholics Anonymous. And every day I woke up, I said, where I am now? I can't imagine where I could be without you. And I'm here, but I also have life there. I have three beautiful sons. I have a husband who is in recovery now. and in the morning I was in contact with him, and I said, I'm a little scared, I don't know how to do it. And he said, just tell the truth, just be honest, just tell the truth. And it's really, I'm happy that I'm here, and I'm happy that I will go to my home and I will see my boys again. I miss them. And that's all because of Alcoholics Anonymous. And they have sober mother. Thank you, all of you.
Thank you, Sasha. And now, next speaker is Michal from Czech Republic.
Good morning, my name is Michal, I'm an alcoholic. And I was born and raised in Czech Republic. That's where I done my drinking, and that's where I sobered up as well. Now I think that Sasha and Alice, they said everything, but I have a feeling that I will take those 20 minutes anyway. So let's see. When I wasn't thinking about this speech much, but when I did, first I thought that I have to tell you how much worse is drinking in Czech Republic. You know, how much more beer we drink, and you know, how much more drunk we are, you know. And then I said, okay, you don't need to do that, but you should say how much you were drinking more, you know, and how much bigger drunk you are. And I don't need to do that as well. And the panel is called AA in Eastern Europe, so I probably should talk more about AA than myself. But I identified myself as an alcoholic, and that means that I drank. And I started drinking when I was 12 years old, and it took me about 8 years or 7 years to sobered up. So I sobered up when I was 21 years old, and my sobriety date is 3rd of April 2008. And I feel so fortunate in so many ways, you know, and I realize it pretty much every day. But when I'm thinking about my beginnings with sobriety and in AA, I just, you know, yeah, I don't understand it. It was a miracle, and I think about it as that way. Because you don't hear, or at that time even less, about AA that much in Czech Republic. And the first thing when I was really, really looking for help with my alcoholism, I just sat down to the computer and I typed Alcoholics Anonymous. I didn't know where it came from. You know, I never heard it, never used this phrase before, but I did that when I sat down looking for help. So I found the contact to the group in my hometown, Brno. So, yeah, it was there. It was there. Help was there. So I was drinking next 6 months, you know, trying to do it on my own. And after 6 months, I called even more desperate and came to my first meeting. So, because, you know, one thing is to look for help. Another thing is to ask for help. And even another thing is to accept it. So it was a process for me. And I'm still in that process in some other areas in my life, right? You know, I like speakers. I like experience with AA. And yesterday, it was really great chairs, the main meeting. And, you know, the friend of us from Australia, he was talking about, you know, that he was in AA for 8 years and he'd done everything except 12 things, you know. And it didn't take me that long, but that's how I started too. You know, I was going to all the meetings, which was like 3 meetings per week in my hometown at the time. And I didn't do anything else, you know. I didn't even talk to people much, you know. I just, you know, tried to, okay, I have to do something, so I was there, and that was it, you know. And so, of course, I relapsed after, I don't know, 4 months, and in those 5 weeks I was drinking again. It was a nightmare, you know. It happened all what I was doing before happened in those 5 weeks really fast, and it hit me, and I remembered all the things I heard at the meeting. I didn't even know that I was listening to it, but I remember it. So as they say, AA will ruin your drinking. Yeah, it happened to me. But I was glad, because those people, they were keep reaching out to me and, you know, asking if I will ever come back and whatever. So I did, and I knew that I have to do more. And luckily, or fortunately again, my home group was active and kind of healthy, and we were doing stuff, and you could hear about sponsorship, you could hear about steps. Not everybody was doing them, but it was there, you know, the book was there. The book was actually at my shelf. From the first meeting, I just covered with dust because I never touched it. So I did after the relapse, of course. And yeah, I found a sponsor, started working the steps. When I get to the first step, I start working the traditions because I didn't want to do the inventory. And I get more involved in service because I didn't want to do the inventory. And that's how it started. But it, you know, it has to work together, of course. So I had some experience. I made a lot of mistakes in AA and in service. But luckily we have the experiences of our founders and all these 80 years, you know, of saving lives. So yeah, it's there and I just need to use it, and that's what I tried. That's what I tried and trying to do. So I was working on my steps. I was working on my program, trying to get better myself, because I didn't know what to do with myself, you know. And like you can hear, I don't talk about drinking, but the consequences of my drinking were there. And that was that I was, from everybody around me, unreliable. You know, nobody could, you know, ask me for anything anymore, you know, and they didn't want to because I disappointed them so many times. And that was hurting me. It was hurting me when I stopped drinking, you know. I was one year sober already, and I just came to visit my grandma, and first thing she did, she was smelling, you know, me if I didn't drink, and she was like, you had some red eyes, you know, you were drinking again, you know. It took time, you know, to gain their confidence again and their trust. And the first thing was, I didn't make any promises anymore. I just said, okay, I'm doing my best, I'm doing this. And of course it got better. Though that feeling that I am useless and nobody can rely on me was there. And I don't know if I would get rid of it without AA, you know, even if I wouldn't drink, you know. But in AA, they said, you want to help, you know, you can do that, you can do that. I start washing dishes, you know, and stuff like that. And I felt as a part of something, you know, and that was really important for me. I felt I can do something for somebody else, you know. I can find my place and my use again. So it was really good, and that's why I also love service so much, and I need to do it, and I did it. And I think I would, you know, I'm probably not the right person for telling like history of AA because I am there like 7 years, right? And in Czech Republic it started. It's hard to tell what I understand, but let's say 1989, you know, after the, you know, revolution and stuff, when it was like already established, let's say, first group. And the beginnings were, yeah, there were a couple of groups, people trying to do their best, you know, and luckily we had literature later on, the big book and 12 and 12. And meetings were starting, people were, you know, getting help, and it was growing. And now we have also like 58 groups and about 600 members in the fellowship in our country of 10 million people. So, and it's growing every year. We can see that, you know, we have our address book of groups, and we see that every year we have a couple new ones, and we know we see new faces at the meetings and the conventions. So that's really good. And we are, and of course it's because we are trying to do the service. All who wants to, who can, they can do it, and they do. And we are reaching out to, you know, public, to the professionals. Now it might be not just miracles that you know about AA in Czech Republic. Now it might be that you encounter it somewhere. You read about it. You heard about it. And I think it's really important, you know, because that might make the difference for many people. Still, we get, I think, in my experience, most people who came to AA are coming from rehab, you know, from doctors and stuff. And now we are almost in every rehab in Czech Republic, you know, doing PI work and info meetings. Not everywhere, because they still can kick us out, but we are trying to get there, and that's important. So, and it was also important for me and for my recovery, as I said. So we did all that. You know, we started with info meetings at schools. You know, I heard that at my home group, I was the youngest one for a long time, of course, and they were saying me what we should do there. You know, we are all to talk to kids and stuff like that, but it's always good. You know, they need to hear that, because the kids don't have to have a problem with drinking, but they have parents, they have grandparents, you know, and if they hear about AA, that's what I believe, they might say it, you know, somewhere else and get that information out there. So I think it's really important. That's what we did. And for me personally, it's a really good service, because I was drinking at high school. I was drinking a lot at high school, you know, and what I heard there was some prevention program, you know, where they showed me all the drugs and all the bad stuff, so I tried to remember that so I can use it later, and that was it, you know, no prevention at all. So, and, you know, the system in Czech Republic, it's funny, when I got arrested and they locked me in the drink tank, I got discount, you know, a student discount, because I was still in high school. So, yeah, we are fighting against it. So we are trying to do that. And in AA and in my home group, I was so fortunate that we were willing and open to do all the stuff. It's there, you know. It's not new to go to schools and do PI work, you know. Here and everywhere else, they did it. And so we did that as well, you know, because we learned about it, that you can do that. We try to translate the literature. And it's not just that, you know, it's not just translate the literature. You need to get the permission, you need to get the license, you need to get, you know, get it printed, get it distributed. So it's a lot of work, and you need the people for it, and you need to communicate with other fellowships, you know, with the GSO in USA and Canada. So we are trying to do that, and it's going well. It's going better every year. We are getting new books out and everything, you know. And me personally helped a lot Slovakian magazine, like Grapevine. They had it before us, of course. And it helped me, because there were little stories. I could read it on the train, you know, when I was done with my big book, and just keep it in. So we decided that we want that as well in Czech. So we started a magazine in there, you know, and it's always a struggle to get the articles. So please come see us if you want to contribute to our magazine. We will translate it and print it out. It's never enough, so we can do that. And, you know, I feel that there is so much I can do in AA. You know, I can get involved in anything. You know, going to rehabs, going to, you know, halfway houses, you know, and talk to, you know, public about AA, of course, with all the protection of the traditions, which is also important. And that's, I'm also grateful that I tried to learn about them, because, you know, I heard a lot that okay, they need it in States because, you know, they are so big and why we should do it. But, you know, it's about how to survive. It's about, like, the steps are for me, so I know don't kill myself. The traditions are for groups so they don't die or kill themselves each other. So we need that as well. And I'm glad that those experiences are there and I can just use them in what I do. We can use them as a group. So, and I think, you know, when I'm here and also, I was also fortunate that I was elected as a European Service Delegate and World Service Delegate for Czech Republic. And, you know, like Sasha said, it's so good to hear the experience from other countries, you know, and see what difficulties are there and how they struggled with it and how they managed, you know, and just bring those experience back and share about our problems and our solutions. So we just try to do that, you know, and I'm bumbling now, sorry. And I have still some time. With the, you know, the service, I don't know how sponsorship works everywhere, but what I see lately is that I can sponsor people into not just the steps, not just the recovery, but also with the other parts, you know, of our triangle, of our structure. It's a service and, you know, unity. And I don't do that much, but I feel like I should, you know, I should encourage people to do the service, you know, and help them to do it, show them how it helped me, you know, because truth be told, I was shy or, you know, I didn't like to talk about what I do for AA or in AA because I thought that people will look at me, you know, in strange way that I'm like somehow, you know, saying that I'm do that and do that for some reason. But all I'm saying here and all I'm doing is to you know, to improve my sobriety, to improve my happiness of sobriety, you know, and to stay sober, basically. And of course, it can help other people. Like I said, I can be useful again. And I need to share that with other people. You know, I need to share that with my sponsors and with everybody at the meeting. You know, usually when I get to speak at the meetings like that, the service meetings, those people there, they don't need to hear it that much because they already know what it is about. But at the regular meeting, I just need to share about it. You know, I just need to tell those experiences. I'm trying to remember that when I get to speak at the meetings. You know, what I can say more about AA in Czech Republic, I heard people coming into our rooms and said, well, I was talking to my doctor and he said that AA is a sect, you know, and I shouldn't come here, you know, it's a dangerous place and stuff like that. And I think it's really sad, I think it's really bad, you know. So what we can do about it, what I can do about it, you know, go to my GP and you know, and tell them what I'm doing, how I get help, thank them for their help, what they provide to me and other alcoholics, you know, and just let them know that AA is not a bad thing. It's not competition. It's just, you know, something I need to live my life outside of their office, outside of their clinic. You know, I need it and I like it. I enjoy it. That's what I need to also say, you know. So my life is so different, you know. I also get to travel, and everywhere is AA, you know. And I love to visit offices, service offices all over the globe where I get to, because I like the history of AA. I like the history of other countries, and what I wanted to say is the service structure. I think it's really important. We tried to establish it somehow in Czech Republic in different way than it was, let's say. A couple of years ago, and I think the lot of progress we have now is because of that, you know, that institutions can ask us and reach us, and we have some means how to, you know, tell them what we do, how to send people there, and we can organize the work, not in the sense of being organized, but in a sense being effective, you know, do as much as we can. You know, we need committees, we need volunteers and people who are willing to do service for the literature, for the public information, for all that. And when we do have that, it's getting better, you know. So I'm so grateful that I was part of it, and I can still be part of it, and that I can see it grow. I can see new people coming in and saying that we are doing it wrong, and they will try to do it the better way as we did with the previous people who were, you know, doing their best. You know, that's how it works in AA. You know, my sponsees can overgrow me and you know, and do it better than I did. And I love that about AA. You know, everything in steps and in AA tries to keep me humble, make me humble. And, you know, this is one of the other things. You know, I will rotate out of my service and I will see other people how they do that. And, of course, first I think they do it wrong, but usually they just prove me wrong. So, I think it's great that this is how it works, you know, that I can do my part and then just let it go, you know. And if I don't want to let it go, they made me. So that's good. So I had to let go the magazine, and it's still there, you know. Two years later, it's still there. It's still struggling with the articles, so again, come to see us. And everything we are doing and new people getting in is working, you know, is getting better. And I just love to see that progress, you know. And I'm, like I said, I'm not worried that there is nothing for me to do in AA. You know, there is so many things we didn't try yet and they did somewhere else, you know, and I can hear about it at these conventions and at service conferences, you know, and just learn about it in our literature, in our history. And what I like, that I can always get back to the basics, you know, because in all these, you know, new digital technology and stuff, we are trying all the new things, and I like to, you know, remember that I can get to the old things and they still work, you know, the old-fashioned way. That's what I need to do. I'm not going to on the street and then grabbing drunks, you know, and trying to sober them up, but if I would have to, maybe I will. I don't know. But I also cannot just sit at a meeting and wait for them. So if I can go to the doctors, if I can go to the rehabs and, you know, tell about AA, I will do it. And in school as well, you know. Sometimes there are the kids themselves that might have a problem. But like I said, sometimes it's just somebody they know. Because usually when I talk to people about alcoholism, they always knew at least someone in their, you know, surrounding who has that problem. You know, it's out there. You know, it's not just in Czech Republic that we drink too much beer. It's everywhere, you know. So, and I can, you know, just talk about it. And as we say often, just be an example, you know. I'm a young guy, I still think. And I used to look drunk when I was, I don't know, 3 years sober. I still looked drunk because I didn't sleep well. And, you know, I did a lot of crazy stuff. I was still getting better. I don't know how I look now, maybe not as a drunk, but I still am, you know. That was what I was saying about this convention. Here will be like 60,000 drunks, you know. We just don't drink, you know, but it's still in me. That's how I think about myself, you know. And so if the people don't see me as a drunk, I can just share my experience about it. You know, I can say how I got arrested, you know, I ended up in jail, and, you know, I was sleeping on the benches and losing everything, and that it was really bad. You know, and it's hard for them to imagine that such a young guy can do it. But actually, it's not that hard anymore, because you see those young people out there, you know, doing this and looking like that. So it's not a fiction. It's reality. And if I can do something about it, yeah, I'm trying to. So yeah, what I'm trying to say is that this was really important for me to do all the service and all the, you know, what is in AA, what is part of AA. And that I just try to encourage everybody to do that as well, you know. Many of us do that, but there are still some people who has the capacity to do it. Because like we say, the only qualification I need is being an alcoholic and have my own experience. So, yeah, I like to encourage that, because it's important to help me, and it can help the people out there. So, yeah, and I think I'm starting to repeat myself, so... yeah, I will finish it, and I'm really grateful, you know, for this opportunity, and it's so great to be at the international convention. I wouldn't think in my dreams, you know, that I will be here, you know, just a couple of years ago, and I am. You know, I didn't speak well, you know, I didn't at all in English, you know, a few years ago, but because of AA, I really wanted to. I need a motivation for it, you know. I needed to get sober so I get, you know, because it was killing me. I need everything, you know, to somehow force me. And I hated, you know, languages at school, but when we had only two books or a couple of books in Czech, you know, from AI literature, I just wanted more. So I started, you know, learning English so I can read it, so I can translate it and help with it. And, you know, and share more with you, you know, hear more stories with other countries, you know. So everything is possible, and I learned a lot doing service, you know, with the magazine and with other stuff, you know. It's all about learning for me, and imagine it, I was 21 years old, and I thought that my life is over, you know, that there is nothing for me. I suffered all, you know, so now I just have to wait until I die. And it's not like that, you know, at all. I love my life now, and it's so full of adventure and great things. And I'm just grateful for it. And I need to express the gratitude. And I'm so glad that in AA there is a simple way for it. Do the service. Thank you.